Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is Bonnie Kay, and welcome very late to the Straight Wives Talk Show. The show has been really challenging to even get onto tonight, and I was due to have a very special guest. Her name is Tara Helfgott, and I'm hoping that Tara will be calling in so that we can at least say hello to her, and then after we do that, talk a little bit and see how far we can go with our show, and then reschedule her for her next best time, which will hopefully be next week. So I'd like to say good evening to all of you. I'm really sorry. I don't know what the problem was as far as getting into the switchboard tonight. But once again, we'll be talking. We're very excited to have Tara with me because this is an amazing book that she's written. It's called Looking for Mr. Straight, A Guide to Identifying the Closeted Gay Men You May Be Dating. And I'm hoping that we'll get her on here just for a few minutes to say hello and get started. And we will continue the show, hopefully next week. Tara has the time to do it. So I hope everybody had a good week. I know that for our women in our situation, it's been always a challenge. I read your emails, I see the letters, I see what you are going through, and it's just been really very, very sad for so many women who have to build their lives up again, and I know that you depend on this show, and that's why I always try to bring you in the best programming for this show. Of course, we also know this show doesn't always go through when it's supposed to, but we've had a few screw-ups lately with different episodes. So I'm hoping that Tara will call in and that we'll be able to speak to her a little bit this evening. And if not, well, then we'll just reschedule and we'll have her back here as soon as possible. I do want to let people know that I'm looking forward to going to Virginia in the spring. And we're going to have another healing weekend there. So if anybody is interested and you'd like to find out more information, please write to me at bonkay@aol.com. That's bonkaye@aol.com. And I'll be happy to send you that information. We had a wonderful time at our last healing weekend, and we're hoping that this healing weekend in Virginia, we won't have to wait a year. You know, I like doing it twice a year to try to get, you know, people to come to the healing weekends and to start to heal. And that's why we're going to be doing it again in the spring. So I'm still waiting here and hoping that Tara will call in. I know that she has some friends who are listening also. And so if you're in that situation, please know that this is just one of those nights. We had one a few weeks ago where it was impossible to get into Blog Talk Radio, no matter what I did. And so I think the problem has been straightened out at the moment. And I'm going to put on some music right now and see if I can get a hold of Tara while you're listening. So this is one of my favorite songs by the Beatles. I think it represents so many of us. It's called Blackbird. And let's put on the song and see how it sounds, okay?
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly, the line of a dark black night. Blackbird fly, black. Black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to arise. You are only waiting for this moment to arise. You are only waiting for this moment to arise.
Well, I think that's a very significant song, especially for women who feel entrapped in situations. And I think it really personifies many of the women that we work through in our group. I'm just so sorry that I couldn't get Tara back here tonight. And I'm sure she got discouraged like I was also, but I will be getting in touch with her. Her book is a wonderful book, so if you have an opportunity to get a head start with it, the book is Looking for Mr. Straight, A Guide to Identifying the Closeted Gay Men You May Be Dating. It's really a wonderful book, mostly for younger people. Of course, for any age, because we all go through this. But I think when you're younger also, you have less knowledge and you have less wisdom on how to find a man who's straight. And so this is a great guidebook. And if you have a chance to read it, then I will be looking for Tara to come back on very soon. And we'll discuss it chapter by chapter, because there's so much wonderful information. So, unfortunately, I don't think I can get in touch with Tara, but her book, again, can be found on Amazon. looking for Mr. Straight, a guy to identifying closeted gay men you may be dating. And her name is Tara, and her last name is Helfgott. But if you're reading this, then you know. H-E-L-F-G-O-T-T, a lovely young woman from New York who has written a really important book that everybody needs to read. So please get a hold of it, and I'll get a hold of Tara, and I'm going to ask her if she'll come back here very soon, our guest. Thanks, everybody, and good night. Hello? Hello?